WDA Pine.
It is the Morning Buzz here, AM 970, WDAY time is 8:36, and good morning, welcome to your Tuesday, the show rolls on.
That's right, we're going to be visiting here with an old friend of ours who was a reporter here on Channel 6 News for, I don't know how many years, Bob Hockey, how many years did you work here?
I worked there 4 years.
4 years.
Yes.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice again.
I know, it was nice to hear you guys in here, Al, beforehand, that was great.
Yeah, so you, Sarah worked here and left. When did you leave?
Just in the end of May.
End of May,
yep.
And you are now doing what?
So now I live in St. Cloud, and I'm doing a million things, and one of them is this awesome charity that I'm helping out with this summer that we're calling to talk to you about today.
Good. Okay, Sarah's here with another Sarah, so we're hoping this doesn't get too confusing. Sarah Klopaki and Sarah Cords are on the phone, and you guys are talking about casting for a cure. Why don't you just tell us what it's all about, either one of you?
Right. Well, maybe I'll jump in and just kind of tell you a bit, and then I'm going to let Sarah Cords tell us a little bit more about how things get started, if that's all right. So Casting for a Cure, our goal this summer is to raise $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes, and all this money is for cancer resources and research right here in greater Minnesota. So this is our event that we're doing. It's a fish-a-thon event, and we're going to have a fun party during the nighttime, and this is all on September 12th.
Okay.
And it's just a really neat thing, and I don't know if the other Sarah wants to jump in and talk a little bit more about why she started going, and then I joined her.
Yes, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
We actually started Greater Minnesota Fight for a Cure pretty recently. Casting for a Cure is our first event that we're putting on September 12th at the Blue Line in Sartell. And basically, my family got together and all our spouses to come up with Greater Minnesota Fight for a Cure. Basically, we were inspired by our mom, who we lost to cancer last year after she fought a battle with multiple myeloma for a year. And our committee grew to about 20 people, and it's just been a great team putting this event together. And it's really about healing,
uh-huh.
Inspiring hope, and turning the energy from grief into something positive in our community.
Wonderful. So are you looking for people to come out and fish that day, or just give a donation? What is exactly you want people here in Fargo-Moorhead to be doing?
Well, we are calling out to all youth, families, men, women, to go fishing for the day, record your fish.
Okay.
With our official aluminum fish measuring stick you get when you register.
Okay.
That's yours to keep. And you take pictures of your fish, and you write them down on a log, bring those items into the Blue Line, and we'll be playing slideshows of all the fishermen's catches, and you can win cash prizes and trophies. And you don't have to fish to come to the Blue Line. It's going to be a great event. We've got some really great things planned that night. Things to honor cancer patients and their families.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping to raise $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes.
Okay.
Or more.
And it's actually, the event is actually taking place in Sartell?
Yes, but you can fish any body of water
okay.
throughout Minnesota.
Okay, okay.
And then the other neat thing that...
It's any body of water. Yep. Makes it kind of convenient for everybody. We've got all kinds of pickup locations for
uh-huh.
different packs. And you can find out more on our website, castingforacure.org.
Yeah. Okay, Sarah Klopaki?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Sarah and I talked about the other neat thing that we do have going on. Because, you know, we know that not everyone in Fargo-Moorhead will be able to, you know, travel a little bit south to central Minnesota that weekend. So if you go to our website, castingforacure.org, you can donate online there, or you can buy a bobber. We have commemorative bobbers for $5 that say Casting for a Cure on them. So,
oh.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you can't fish with us that weekend, but maybe you can just kind of keep that in your tackle box, and it can be, you know, one way to
uh-huh.
help kind of, you know, make sure that some of these resources are here for families just by doing $5 and getting a bobber out of it.
And then the website is great. It's very easy to
yeah.
navigate around, and you can also join them on Twitter and Facebook and become fans. So if you want to learn more about it, just go to castingforacure.org. And I love the idea of raising $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes. So good job, you guys. And I think this is such a nice thing for you to do, to take something as sad as the loss of a loved one and turn it into something positive.
Yes, and that's what we're all about.
Great. Well, Sarah Cord, Sarah Klopaki, thank you so much. And it was nice talking to you again, Sarah.
I know. It's great to hear your voice.
All right. Well, everybody here says hi.
Well, hi.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tracy.
Sarah Cord and Sarah Klopaki. Again, it's Casting for a Cure. org, and it sounds like a nice event. Go, you know, you might go fishing anyway that day, but if you do, take some pictures, help raise some money for a good cause.
All right, sounds like a great idea.